Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
It's the end of an era, Tara. Just in. Just broke. Belichick leaving the Patriots after 24 seasons. According to Adam Schefter, reporting for ESPN. Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots are expected to part ways Thursday after a remarkable 24 seasons together, ending an unmatched run in NFL history that included 6 Super Bowl titles, according to league sources. Man, they're going to be looking for a new head coach, first time in a quarter of a century.
Now, does this have anything to do with the fact that earlier on in the season, the Patriots were doing the worst they ever have?
I mean, it certainly didn't help the situation for sure. That this was his worst season by far. Doesn't say that he's going to retire, though. It said he's interested in coaching and is expected to draw interest from at least some of the other 7 NFL teams that have head coaching vacancies. The Atlanta Falcons name got brought up by league sources, so we shall see. Official announcement coming soon, but you know how it goes. ESPN already reporting Adam Schefter with the inside scoop right there. And Gerard Mayo is the leading candidate, I guess, for head coach. He played for the Patriots from 2008 to 2014 and was already on the coaching staff, or that's who they're expecting to be the leading candidate, which is kind of crazy. End of an era. Belichick.
I was just...
How old are you?
My God, how old am I? 27.
3 years without him, but the...
Most of my life.
Majority of your life, he has been the coach of the Patriots.
I know.
And now he will not be.
I was actually quite fascinated about football coaches the other day.
Yeah? What did you learn?
Because I learned that they don't have to be a football player, and that a majority of them were not football players.
Yeah, I'm sure most of them played at some point, but not necessarily in the NFL. Like, I would assume some of them played, you know, high school.
I would just assume that they were all in the NFL, and then they were looking for new career options, so they said, I'm going to coach. And I learned that, no.
That's not always the
case. You don't have to do that.
No.
Actually.
Pretty wild. So one of the all-time great NFL coaches, Bill Belichick, is leaving the Patriots. And then his friend, Nick Saban, is also retiring as well from college. One of the all-time great college coaches. Some shakeup in the coaching world there. And we'll see what's next for Bill Belichick. But it doesn't say he's retiring. So he might pop up maybe for the Falcons, maybe for one of the other teams that has a coaching vacancy. We shall see. And then what's the next era for the New England Patriots?
I don't know.
TBD. All right, that news literally just came out like 20 minutes ago, so we'll see.
Breaking news.
I'm sure they'll have a official announcement from the Patriots and all of that coming up later today.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
Sheesh. This storm Tuesday night, Wednesday morning caused significant damage in many communities across Maine. In the New Harbor part of Bristol, several buildings ended up in the water. A small building was taken by waves in Owl's Head during Wednesday's storm. I watched a video of that building like bobbing up and down in the water. I'm like, this is crazy. The footage is wild. You can check out a bunch of it on WMTW's website. Flooding in the Old Port Wednesday forced some businesses to delay opening until the tide receded. I saw a girl swimming in the Old Port area in the Portland Pier area. I was like, what is happening right now? We actually posted that video on our Instagram. You can check it out at Hot Radio Maine.
I know the flooding really was so bad. I don't remember what town it was, but there was a larger building by the water that just got swallowed up by the ocean. Like, it took half the building with it. I couldn't believe it.
Insane. Republican candidate Chris Christie announced that he will withdraw from the 2024 presidential race as frontrunner Donald Trump moves one step closer to the Republican nomination. Christie has not yet endorsed another GOP candidate, but, quote, would be happy to get out of the way for someone who is actually running against Donald Trump, he said.
Never forget the beach drama when he shut down the beaches during COVID and said nobody could go on the 4th of July, and then drone footage zoomed in on him and his family on the beach. And he was like, you know what? If you want to use the beach, then run for governor. It's like, you just told everyone that they can't use the beach, and here you are having a barbecue.
On the beach.
But like, he has a point, though.
Run for governor if you want a little... special treatment, I guess. In a public hearing yesterday, Wabanaki Nation leaders pushed for gaming expansions with 3 upcoming bills. One would actually aim to create economic opportunities for the Wabanaki Nations through the use of internet gaming, similar to internet sports betting.
Oh.
University of Alabama head football coach Nick Saban is retiring, according to ESPN. Since joining the university in 2007, Saban has led the Crimson Tide to 6 national championship titles. That was the news I put in here to start the day for 5 things. And then we learned moments ago that Bill Belichick and the Patriots are parting ways after 24 seasons and 6 Super Bowl titles.
Are those two besties? Are they friends?
They are friends, yeah.
I'm going to announce today, too. They're texting.
I saw a tweet from somebody that I forgot who it was, but somebody said that it's like when an old couple that's 75 years old and they die like hours apart from each other.
Oh my gosh, morbid.
That's what it's like.
That is so fascinating when that happens. I know you probably don't even want to dive into that right now, but
well, no, they
it
say
happens
like,
all the time.
Yeah, and they're like, what did he die from? Oh, a broken heart.
Yeah.
And that's just accepted. We just go, oh, yeah.
There was someone...
His will to live was gone.
Not a relative, or but her. A family that was close to my family where the husband passed away, the wife passed away, and then the dog. It was the craziest thing ever.
Wow.
It's unexplainable.
Back to football.
Yeah, sorry.
Belichick and Kraft, it said that they parted on a good note. They took the high road. They were both fine. There was no real drama that went down. Belichick possibly could continue his coaching career. Atlanta Falcons have shown some interest. There's 7 NFL teams that have head coaching vacancies. Maybe Belichick will continue on somewhere. We shall see. We shall see what the new era holds for the Patriots. It's going to be tough to follow up what he's done, though. I feel like just in the quarterback situation, you're going to have a couple people fail before they find the right fit. I don't think it's going to be like, boom, we got
really?
That's my guess. Get the magic fit. But 24 seasons, that's damn near your entire life. He was the coach of the Patriots.
It's all I know.
It's all you
and
know.
And I don't even know much.
Back to 5 things. We go one last thing for 5 things. The owners of Terra Lingua are launching a brunch restaurant this spring in the former space of the Danforth in Portland's West End neighborhood. The Texas-Mexican-inspired Octillo is expected to open in March.
Ooh.
I'm kind of excited for that. Ocotillo. Ocotillo?
Tio?
Ocotillo? I think it's Ocotillo. Is expected to open
well,
in
if
March.
It's Texas and Mexican and it's a double L, I would have to assume it's Tio.
Well, you got the Spanish-speaking family, so...
Ocotillo?
I would default...
Quesadilla?
I would default to what you say. I did look at the menu, and I got to say, the last few restaurants that were in that space, the menu never really like got me super excited, but this menu looks pretty good. They got some French toast on there. They got some burgers on there, and... Huevos Rancheros on there and a bunch of other good brunch items. So excited to see what that spot tastes like when it opens in March. Pretty big, too. I didn't realize it says it seats like 106 people.
What? Yeah. I had no idea.
That is 5 things you need to know made hot by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Injured in an accident, call Joe today for a free case evaluation. 207 call Joe or online at joebornstein.com.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Aaron Rodgers will not have a weekly segment on the Pat McAfee show for the rest of the NFL season, per a report from The Athletic. This is a decision that McAfee himself made and not an ESPN mandate, but I'm sure they're in agreement there. The news comes after Rodgers refused to apologize to Jimmy Kimmel during his segment on January 9th. Rodgers, who implied that Kimmel did not want the list of people who had traveled to Jeffrey Epstein's island released, argued that he never actually made any specific assertions about Kimmel. He said he just didn't want it released. He didn't say that his name was on the list. But
okay.
You were alluding to
There's nothing I hate more than when people just won't own up to the fact that they owe someone an apology. It's so annoying. And they find everything they can to be like, actually, I didn't say that. I said this. And it's like,
we knew what you meant.
Same thing.
Now you're not on the show anymore. I'm sure he'll be fine financially. I don't even know if they pay him a little bit or something for that. I don't know what he gets. Lil Nas X has been teasing his new era of music. The latest tease comes in the form of an acceptance letter from Liberty University, the anti-gay evangelical university in Lynchburg, Virginia. The letter indicates that Lil Nas X, whose real name is Montero Hill, will enter the school's Christian Leadership and Biblical Studies program in the fall. I know some of y'all hate me right now, but I want y'all to know I'm literally about to go to college for Biblical Studies in the fall, he wrote. Not everything is a troll. Anyways, I'm a student again. Let's go, he captioned that post on Tuesday night. And fans were convinced it was a prank because the letter was signed by president of the university, Jerry Falwell, who died in 2007. So how did he sign? sign the acceptance letter.
This is weird.
If he's dead, a spokesperson for Liberty University told TMZ, "We can confirm that Liberty University did not issue the Montero Hill acceptance letter posted yesterday to social media, and we have no record of Montero Hill applying to the university." He is set to release his new single, J. Christ, on Friday. Here's a little snippet of that. Enough of that snippet.
Jesus!
My new single is dedicated to the man who had the greatest comeback of all time, Lil Nas wrote in his announcement.
Okay, usually he's funny. This is not really that funny. I don't know. I just find this to be weird.
Yeah, it's missing the mark for me too. I'm not the most religious person. There's definitely...
I have zero religion, but I just... It's not funny.
There's definitely, like, you know, people that are religious that are bothered by it. And normally I think that that would make me enjoy the stunt. But for some reason, it's just missing the mark on this one for me. I'm like,
well,
pass.
It's like, we know you're joking.
Right.
So stop going to the extremes. And also, there have been, you know, content creators before who were openly gay, and then this happened to them, and it wasn't a joke.
Oh, interesting.
So that's why I'm like, if I didn't know that this letter was confirmed to be fake, then I might think that he was actually serious, because I've seen it happen before online.
He's never been serious about much, though, throughout his career.
True.
This song feels like a pass to me. Pete Davidson just released his third hour-long stand-up special, Netflix's Pete Davidson Turbo Fonzarelli, on Tuesday. In the special, Pete talks about the time he attended the late Aretha Franklin's funeral in Detroit with then-fiancée Ariana Grande, who performed at the service. According to Pete, he was high on ketamine at the event and disassociating. Pete used ketamine for 4 years to treat depression. He said, "It's embarrassing when you're not on ketamine anymore, though. I'm embarrassed," he says in the special. Looking back on that time, he even admitted that he went up to the family and said, "Hey, I'm just here to pay my RESPECTs."
Ooh.
Ariana and Pete split in October of 2018, a few months after that funeral. I haven't checked out the special yet. I didn't even know he dropped it until I saw
either.
This little blurb. I was floating around there.
But this is, remember when we were talking about how people use ketamine now? As a form of treatment.
I don't remember that conversation, but I'm sure we had it.
Well, I don't really want to go into why we were talking about it, because it's really sad. But when they found ketamine in Matthew Perry's system, and I was like, no, this is like a form of treatment now that the celebrities do.
Yep. I do remember that.
Does it work? Because
are you asking me as a doctor or professional opinion? I can't give you that.
I need a celebrity to tell me if it works or not, because Pete Davidson is being actually disrespectful at the funeral.
Well, that is your dirty on the 30, it is Hot Radio Maine. What are you laughing at?
Just you being like, I have never done ketamine in my life. Don't ask me.
I'm not saying I've never done ketamine. I'm not a doctor. Don't ask. Don't look for my medical. It's like Aaron Rodgers went to community college and he doesn't know science. Put me in that same category. Don't ask me anything.
Hot, got it.
Hot mornings. Kevin Hart seems unbothered by the fact that his ex-wife is going on tour with Cat Williams, and he sends them both well wishes on their new endeavor.
Your ex-wife is going on tour with Cat.
I want everybody to win. I hope the tour is great.
He said he hopes the tour is great. He wants everybody to win. Tori announced that she would join Kat on the road and said, hashtag Charlotte, hashtag Orlando, hashtag Tampa, come see me live with my good friend at Kat Williams on the Dark Matters tour. Kat Williams kicked off the year by taking shots at Kevin Hart and other comedians in his explosive interview with Shannon Sharp on Club Shay Shay. But Kevin Hart staying the nice guy, saying, I wish them well.
Well, that's just weird. Why is she doing that? What's the point? Is she also a comedian?
She is also a comedian. Yeah, it's not like she's just like, I'll get into it now. No, she's been a comedian for a while.
I don't know about
that.
And
she's been friends with Cat Williams. This could have been something that was already in the works. And then he went.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, he literally named everybody in the interview. And one of them happened to be Kevin Hart. And she said that she's talked to Kevin, too. And that there's no beef there.
Well, that's good.
It's not an issue. She's just a working comedian. Donald Trump lashed out at New York Attorney General Letitia James for trying to make him pay $370 million in the civil fraud case he's currently battling in the court. Trump titled his post, "Even my political opponents have spoken against the ludicrous demands of NYSAG Tish James." And many were quick to notice that he spelled ludicrous, L-U-D-A-C, R-I-S. One representative from Florida was quick to point this out and actually tagged Ludacris in the post and said he forgot to tag you. I gotta be honest.
Wait, how do you spell it?
L-U-D-I-C-R-O-U-S.
Oh, okay.
But it's because of Ludacris and Fabulous that I don't know how to spell those words correctly.
It's an easy mistake.
Is Donald Trump like a big Ludacris fan? Like, that's why I would spell Ludacris wrong, or did it just happen to go that way?
I don't know.
Dua Lipa added another tattoo to her collection.
Wait, I want to talk about something.
Okay, go for it.
The other day, you were like second guessing yourself. You were like, wait, how do you spell independence? And I started saying, I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-C-E?
Yeah, it's a little boosy.
Yeah. But that song just spells independent. Yeah. So it threw me for a loop once I got to the end.
Thanks to our favorite rappers, we don't know how to spell any words correctly. Although he was spelling independent correct, but I just needed you to spell independence. Is that all you wanted to say?
Yeah, carry on.
Okay, Dua Lipa added another tattoo to her collection, and Seth Meyers joined her as a guest on Late Night with Seth Meyers. Dua Lipa and Seth committed to new ink by celebrity tattoo artist Keith Bang Bang McCurdy. The two shared a few shots together off of Barbie Dreamhouse, and then they got their matching tattoos after they originally planned to do this last time she was on the show. This is Seth Meyers' first tattoo, which is kind of crazy. You get your first tattoo matching with Dua Lipa. I guess I would do that too. If Dua Lipa wanted to get matching tattoos, I would get it. Dua revealed that she has 20. Bang Bang is one of the most well-known celebrity tattoo artists. He tattooed Miley, Rihanna, LeBron James, Adele. He also did the Selena Gomez dripping rose on the back of her neck that she got a few years ago.
Where were these tattoos?
Foot, back of the ankle.
Okay, that's, yeah. For your first tattoo, that's not too crazy.
They were little star tattoos. But I mean, it is kind of crazy that for the first tattoo, he got it as a bit for his show. And
it's a great story.
Got it with Dua Lipa. Kind of cool. That is your Dirty on the 30. I fell in love with Dua Lipa when she hosted it. Or she was just a musical guest on SNL, but she was in a couple of the skits. And I said, that's not a regular SNL cast member. Who is that? She is stunning.
Who is she?
Stunning. And then I dived into the music. I was super late to the party, though, for sure. Dirty on 30, Sci Radio Maine.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Yeah, every morning.
We have a 4-pack of Maine Mariners tickets to give away. And I forgot the question, but I know we came up with something. So what are we doing today for the Maine Mariners tickets?
It's really nothing impressive, but it's National Milk Day. And I just absolutely love knowing what kind of milk people drink. I feel like it says a lot about a person. If you don't drink milk anymore at all, what did your family buy growing up? Like, what was the family milk in the fridge?
I mean, it is Throwback Thursday. So.
Yeah. And I have a bit of a confession to make. I have been saying for years that I don't drink milk and I think milk is gross, but I'm a hypocrite because my favorite food is nachos and I love having ice cream. It doesn't really make sense. But recently, in the last maybe 6 months, I'm back to milk and I went crazy. I didn't just go back to skim milk like my family purchased. I'm on 2% milk.
Whoa.
I got a little crazy. And the reason why is because I always would try to buy, you know, dairy-free milk, like oat milk, whatever. And then I wasn't feeling good anytime after I had it. And so I started to really look at the ingredients and I was like, whoa, that's a lot of stuff that I can't pronounce. And then I looked at the ingredients of milk and I'm back on milk. And I am blessed to say I've had zero issues. I know some people can't do that. They don't have the luxury of just saying, I'll have a glass of milk.
I wish I could just have a tall glass of 2%.
I actually don't do that, but I love like have frothing milk for my coffee or when I'm cooking, just using real milk. So I'm back to having milk.
All right,
my
so
life.
You're 2%, and then you said when you were a kid you were skim.
Right.
Yeah.
And I must say there is such a difference. I don't know why my parents bought skim milk. It's water.
My parents were in the same, or my mom was in the same.
Is it the cheapest one or something?
It was supposed to be the healthiest one.
Okay.
So I got skim milk as a kid, and I remember just being made fun of by everybody else when nobody would want milk when they would come over my house. They're like, that's just like drinking water. It's disgusting. Why would I want to drink skim milk?
That's what everyone says.
It is gross. But also, I came from the same line of thinking where if we ran out of milk, I would use water for cereal. Like that was like a thing. I don't know if anyone else did that.
No.
But like that was a thing where
I would eat it dry.
I remember being like, we're out of milk. My mom just saying like, well, guess you got to use water.
No.
Yeah,
that was
the thing.
What did it taste
like? I mean, it was gross.
Yeah.
But that was the thing.
Just snack on it.
All right. What kind of milk? 207-807-1104. Do you drink now or did you drink growing up? It's Throwback Thursday, so we can reminisce. Amber from Sanford, what's your go-to milk order?
It is always
been whole milk, nothing else.
Whoa!
I don't like skim milk. Skim milk is disgusting. It's literally like drinking water. I grew up on whole milk.
Oh my God, tell me about it. You must have stronger bones than me because I'm built on skim milk. It's awful.
I've never actually broken a bone before, so I would.
That's saying something.
Yeah, there it is. We'll put you down for the whole milk, and we're going to put you in the running for the Maine Mariners tickets. We got until 9, and then we're going to call back a winner, so you might get a call back, all right?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
If it was up to me, Tara, if I was the one that was going to the store to get the milk, I would do chocolate milk. I love chocolate milk.
When's the last time you had a nice glass of chocolate?
Oh my God, I'm thinking about it right now, thinking about getting a whole like that red carton of whole milk that you would get with the lunchroom cafeteria meals. Although they did have chocolate milk too, but I like putting it in a tall glass, that you
frosted glass,
yeah, that you can see through, and then you put the Hershey's chocolate syrup in it, and then you mix it with the spoon.
A DIY.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite right there. Bethany from Thompson, what kind of milk did you grow up on?
Up on like the whole milk, like the Nutrish in the non-plastic, you know, bottle, the carton, and that to me was so thick, like ice cream. It's just a very thick milk.
Okay, I used to babysit for a family that bought this milk, and it was thick. It was like a milkshake, and I would put strawberry syrup in it, and it was so good.
Yeah, Nesquik, the powder. The strawberry powder that came in the tin. Then I switched later on in life to drink skim because I think I had so much of that whole milk when I was growing up that I just couldn't drink it. Like now I can't even stomach any of that whole milk anymore.
It was too much.
Fair enough. Kristen from Windham, what milk did your family buy when you were young?
We grew up on whole milk forever. And then one day we were like, can we try 2%? And it was just a lot less thick. And I drank more 2%. The whole milk was just so thick. But ironically, I haven't had a glass of milk in a long time. And this morning, I'm on the way to work right now, I took like a mason jar and I filled it with milk and some chocolate Nesquik. And I've got this nice cold glass of chocolate milk.
Ooh, what?
I'm so jealous. And
what
you didn't even know.
Chances?
I didn't even know. I'm like, really? And you're talking about Hershey syrup, Nesquik syrup. You gotta go. Can't do the Hershey. That's fine cream.
See, I like the Hershey's. Well, that's just what I grew up with. The Nesquik, is that the powder or is it syrup?
Syrup, and they have strawberry syrup too. But this lady that just called and talked about the strawberry powder, like, I can't find that anywhere.
Oh, the strawberry powder they don't have in stores anymore?
Wait, remember Ovaltine? Rich, chocolatey Ovaltine?
I never had Ovaltine, but I remember the commercials.
We didn't have Ovaltine. That was like healthy chocolate.
Yeah, it never tasted quite as good.
No, they're called 40.
Casey from Winthrop, what milk did you grow up on?
So I've always had to drink lactate whole milk.
Oh, the lactate products.
And if I tried to go off of the lactate, I've had to try like coconut milk or something, and I'd much rather do the lactate.
Do you think the lactate works for you? Because I did the lactate eggnog, and that did not work for me.
Lactate eggnog. I never heard of that, but yeah, it actually does. Oh. Yeah, because if I drink anything but lactate, I get a really bad stomachache.
Their ice cream is so good, too.
Yeah.
How are you, Maine? Hot mornings. Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Hello.
So this is about the milk thing. We grew up drinking powdered milk.
Powdered milk?
Have you never heard of that?
I have heard of powdered milk.
I have.
You literally make it yourself with water.
So my mom grew up on powdered milk, so she always kept a box of powdered milk in the pantry in case we ran out of the milk in the fridge. So I have had cereal with powdered milk lots of times, and it wasn't that bad.
But, I don't know. It wasn't great.
The reason why I don't think it was that bad is because my mom was buying skim milk. So to mix powdered milk with water, I was like, it's basically the same thing. It's watered down. It's whatever.
No, I don't agree. I like skim milk, and it didn't taste anything like that powdered milk.
You were also having it with cereal, so maybe the sugar from the Frosted Flakes or whatever.
It was the sugar cereal saving it. Yeah.
Fair enough. Powdered milk, the whole point to get powdered milk was like, A, it like stayed in the pantry, but it was like much cheaper, right?
Way cheaper.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Powdered milk. Would you like to go to a Maine Mariners game?
Yeah.
Let's make this happen. We're going to hook you up with a 4-pack of tickets so you and 3 of your friends can go.
Oh, sweet. I'm actually going to bring my kids.
Perfect. Yay. Even better. All right. Family day at the Maine Mariners. We have tickets. And let me see here. What's today's date? The 11th. And your tickets are going to be good for Tuesday, March 5th. They're going to take on the Worcester Railers. You get a 4-pack.
Oh, perfect. Thank you, guys.
guys.
You're very welcome. Ticket giveaway made hot in Maine by Litchfield's Bar and Grill on Route 1 in Wells. Great homemade food, holiday get-togethers, and some hard-hitting fun on the ice. Litchfield's, where the locals meet.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
I'm old and washed. Birthday coming up, and I just learned what gyat means. Do you know what that is? It's a slang that the teens are using these days. Gyat.
I thought it was a butt, but is it not?
What are you saying?
What's a gyat?
Wait, why are you wondering?
I saw it on TikTok. What is it? For real. Wait, why? Is it bad? What does it mean?
It's a bad word. Yeah, you shouldn't say it.
Well, then why'd you keep having me ask it? Yeah. Tell me the truth.
Basically meaning a big butt.
Congrats.
Oh my gosh.
You're closer to Gen Z than
I am. Younger than I thought.
Yeah.
Wow.
You should feel good about yourself today.
Wait, that was a really exciting moment.
It can be an acronym for girl, your ass dick, or just when spelt with two T's, meaning you have a big butt, describes a man or a woman with a large butt.
It's like when we used to say thought all the time, T-H-O-T. This is G-Y-A-T.
G-Y-A-T. Doesn't mean the same thing as thought, though.
Yeah, I know, but it's girl, your bleep. Thick.
Yeah. It also could be like, damn.
Yes. You could say. Yes. Yeah. The more you know.
There's the teen definition of the day for you. You got it right.
I was not confident.
I'm highly impressed with you. That's why we keep you around over here. Keep us.
I guess so.
Keep us young.